Download the Radio Bee app, go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have the Blueprint Power Hour that's going to start shortly with my co-host, Rob Regish, for the first hour. And then during the second hour, the news director for Superhuman Radio, Alex Leaf, will be joining me to offer a rebuttal to last week's show. We had Howard Jacobson on, one of the authors of Proteinaholic. And we're going to look at a different angle on the discussion and perhaps critique some of the science in the book that may not be completely accurate, or at least biased, at least. Before we get started, I have to make one announcement. For those of you who listen to the show in the UK and in Europe, Predator Nutrition will be carrying Thrive Advanced Protein Powder. Yay! I'm so excited. You have no idea. Stay tuned. Reggie Joel will actually be on the show Thursday to talk more about that. But let's get started.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Get really close to the speakers, folks, because you're going to get stronger. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations. That's great news. Thrive is that predator. Terrific.
You know, and if I could just, you know, here's the funny thing, Rob. And I know when I tell you this story, you're going to be like, yeah, I know how it is. So I reached out to two big players in Canada. I said, look, we have people that are buying Thrive Advanced, shipping it to Canada. The shipping is as much as the protein powder.
Yeah. No.
Right? I said, why don't you guys pick this stuff up? Just take a case. Keep it on the shelf. It'll disappear real quick. We'll promote it on the show. I'll put a link on the website that you're the exclusive distributor in Canada. Two guys, two big companies both said the same thing. Send us a case or two for free. And if it sells, then we'll carry it. I'm like, look, I get it. I understand. Everybody's coming out with supplements. But I've got a radio show that reaches hundreds of thousands of people every single week. And there, we have a built-in marketing plan for you. The product is going to sell. Right. Nah, send us a couple cases for free. I'm like, I am not doing that. I'm sorry.
No, you did the right thing. A lot of places will do that to you. It's unfortunate.
You know, we need a distributor in Canada because we have people like Peter Penorgas who's paying ridiculous shipping to get this stuff to Canada. When you look at what Peter is paying per pound, I mean, it's a no-brainer for a Canadian distributor to carry the product.
Yeah.
But
all I can say is best of luck. Some of them are, you know, as you know, it's not a quote-unquote high-margin product.
No. No, it's not.
Anyway, speaking of products that do not have a high margin, I am pleased, very pleased to announce that Synthogen, MassPro Synthogen X2 times 2 is in stock and ready to ship. What is it? Quite simply, it is the strongest lab batch of Synthogen ever produced. Everything is the same with the exception of its marquee ingredient, Reponticum carthamoids, has been doubled. That ingredient, when I formulated Synthogen, that was the centerpiece. And the other 15 ingredients in it exist solely to magnify Reponticum's ability to store more carbs as glucose, increase protein synthesis, increase the activity in the ribosome, putting together new structural chains of amino acids, a.k.a. muscle. So check it out today. Go to my website, look under supplements, MassPro Synthogen, and you can read all about X2.
And where can people get X2, Rob?
Well, if they go to my website, they'll get right to the order page.
Okay.
And I'm told Predator has a shipment on the way. I don't know when it gets there, but Predator is getting Synthogen X2.
Predator brings all the best U.S. supplements to Europe and the U.K. It's really great.
Yeah, it's a great place. They're the only ones. I think they have exclusive distribution of Synthogen.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, they've got exclusive distribution in the UK and EU of Thrive, and they didn't ask for it. But you know what? I'm so happy that Reggie said, yeah, we'll carry it, because we have so many people that email me constantly saying, when are we going to have it over here? So thank you, Reggie.
And I guarantee you it'll sell, because that market is very particular, and they like quality. And so they will buy it, and they'll continue to buy it.
Ian Musgrove says, hey there, Coach Rob and Carl. You and Carl blew my mind last episode discussing the 24-hour anabolic window by avoiding post-workout insulin spike. Currently, I've been taking Carbolin intra and post-workout alongside Synthogen. My question is this. I was all revved on reading the anabolic diet. With this new information regarding insulin, what would change in Dr. Morrow's anabolic diet to get the maximum effect of the diet? What would you change from the original protocol? I have a real short answer to this. I'm going to let you go first, but I have a short answer.
Okay, I was going to say, you know, great question. Frankly, Carl, given the number of interviews that you've done with the good doctor, you might have more insight than I. But that recommendation, no carbs post-workout, is diametrically opposed, right, to what we've all been taught, which is also why it appeals to me. So when Morrow talks, I listen, and I listened to one of his interviews with you yesterday. First things first, I think what you consume before and during your workouts is even more important than your post-workout meal. In fact, there's research to support that, especially in the case of, let's say, essential amino acids. You need to think of it like this, in my opinion. At what other time is blood flow to the muscles going to be elevated 400% or more? You know, training is prime time to deliver not just amino acids, but other goodies to these hungry muscles. So step one for me is flooding the body with essential aminos, beta-alanine, orotic acid, TMG, etc., just prior to training. And for me, that's what you just heard about, Synthogen X2. If it's a particularly heavy workout, and I want to keep carbs low, I mix up 10 grams of taurine and 10 to 20 grams of glutamine peptides, and maybe a few other particulars to sip in between sets. Although not considered essential aminos, both taurine and glutamine help to spare and volumize muscle tissue during training. Now, I'm not going to go into glutamine. Everybody knows, you know, the deal on it. It's pretty well versed. But let's look at taurine for a minute. It is a very well-researched regulator of cell volume, right? It acts to regulate fluid balance. Not only does it make your muscles appear fuller, like creatine, it also provides that indirect stimulus for growth. More importantly, in a recent study that I saw, taurine was shown to exhibit significant reductions in muscle breakdown. And in that same study, the post-exercise urinary excretion of creatine was significantly reduced, which further illustrates its ability, right, to
spare muscle,
slow muscle breakdown. Yeah. Now, finally, I finish up post-workout with a scoop of Thrive and coconut milk. That's not just delicious. It covers me from the minute it goes down the hatch until 7 hours out. Of course, you know, I'm eating during that time, but it's nice to know Thrive's there working for me on the ride home. As for carbs during your workout, and in particular Carbolin, it's the only carb that doesn't show on me, like maltodextrin, dextrose, and certainly bread or sweets. If you think I'm, you know, pulling your leg here, try it with straight sugar and then come talk to me. It's awful. I'm not sure, even if you're going with Carbolin, how that would affect the anabolic window, so I can't really comment on what's going on there. I would think any large increase in insulin would drive GH down, as there's an inverse relationship between the two. Maybe that's what Morrow is getting at. But in any case, I would encourage you to experiment with both approaches. I like sipping Carbolin in between sets when I'm using it, the same way I will use taurine or glutamine peptides if I want to keep carbs low. So, Carl, I'd be interested in your...
Well, for me, it's simple. You use your Carbolin pre-workout. Carbolin has a 90-minute window of delivery. Make sure you train for 90 minutes. This, in my humble opinion, in my little pea-brain mind, is critical. I've been doing this myself. I just started using a pre-workout shot of 50 grams of Carbolin and one scoop of Thrive Advanced. And I got to tell you, I have a lot more energy during my training, and I'm doing post-training cardio now. I'm doing the post-training cardio for two reasons. I need more cardio. I have the energy. But more importantly, I want to burn out the rest of the circulating glucose that's being produced from the Carbolin. So if you use your Carbolin pre-workout and you do it the way it's dictated, you know, you use it 50 minutes before you actually start training, and it starts to peak when you're training, and you train for a full 90 minutes, even if you have to do 20 minutes of cardio at the end to do that whole 90 minutes, you're going to use up all of the glucose produced by the Carbolin. So you're not going to have an insulin spike ready to go post-workout unless you have more sugar, more starch, more high glycemic index carbs. Stick with protein and fat as your post-workout meal. Stick with protein and fat as your next couple meals. That's it. Use your Carbolin pre-workout like it's designed to be used.
Yeah, when I was writing 3.0 and using a glucometer, I noticed when I used Carbolin intra-workout and then immediately post, much to my surprise, my blood sugar was not high. It wasn't even, you know, it was actually lower, quite a bit lower than I thought, which tells me, I guess, it was either used for energy or deposited in the muscles because it wasn't floating around.
Well, but the reality is without seeing insulin, we don't know. You could have been pumping a lot of insulin to keep it down. So this is why I say I won't use Carbolin intra-workout, because if I'm only training for an hour and I'm drinking Carbolin throughout my workout, that Carbolin that I'm drinking in the last 15 minutes of my workout isn't going to reach my bloodstream until well after I'm done training.
Interesting.
So I say use your Carbolin pre-workout. Don't be afraid about insulin at that moment, because if you train hard and you really use the mentality like, I got 90 minutes of fuel, I got to burn it all off, and you really do train for the entire 90 minutes, then the probability of circulating glucose being elevated post-workout goes away, and then you just ride that anabolic window for as long as you can with protein and fat meals thereafter.
There you go. You can have your carbs and
you have your carbs and eat it, too. There you go. Have your cake and eat it, too. Let's see if we can get this one in. Paul Reynolds says, I just want you to know how good your Turbo 20 experiment webinar was. This is the first time I've attended one of these things, and the information was excellent. So much so, I decided to subscribe to your Blueprint Bulletin. I got the bonuses too. Thank you. My question is, how many back issues are there, and is there any way to see what's in each issue? I guess he's looking for a table of contents. I don't know. Is there going to be a replay of the Turbo 20 experiment?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you liked it, Paul. We did have a lot of great feedback on that webinar. And yes, there's going to be a replay. But it's also going to be on, right now, it's on the Blueprint Army member site, as all the members, or all of the webinars are. So members can watch it on demand. Turbo 20 was a quick fix that I knew would appeal to folks, but beyond that, it's easy to understand. And it works with virtually any training method. Now, as for back issues, we're looking at over 40 of them at this point because it's 3.5 years worth. So the topics are numerous. I've got a back issues list if anybody's interested in it. But some of the more popular topics are things like the 3-day detox diet, when and how to do it, guanidino propionic acid, what it is, what it does, and where to find it. The most overlooked herb in sports nutrition today, for pennies on the dollar, Russian black anabolic and its Indian cousin, how to find the genuine article. The issues are available to non-subscribers. They're $20 an issue. Subscribers, $15. That's just right because they're subscribers. Best of all, you know, a membership to the Blueprint Army includes every single back issue there is, and in fact, a copy of everything I've ever written. So in other words, unlimited access to those, plus everything else. That includes every Blueprint Power Hour ever recorded. We're on year 5 now.
How do you like that? Wow.
You know? So if anybody's interested in a listing of those topics by back issue, you can email me at theblueprintarmy.com. All in all, the bulletin, it's a radical departure from the nonsense that printed in the newsstand mags, right, in virtually the various blogs on the internet. I can honestly tell you, I have never had someone unsubscribe to say, you know, it was lacking for content, which is really gratifying. There are new developments in the field of training, diet, and supplement, and drugs all the time. So you really are getting fresh material every month, not rehashed hash. Here's a good example. I have uncovered two over-the-counter compounds. One of them is a supplement, and one of them is not, that when stacked lead to 17 pounds of muscle gained and 17 pounds of fat loss in 14 weeks. This was not designed as a recomp experiment. They weren't looking for muscle growth. They were using it to treat a certain medical condition. It was a surprise. It is non-hormonal. There is no shutdown, no needles, and nothing illegal. So, and my subscribers are going to have that within a number of days. In any case, I appreciate you asking. I really do. Over the summer, look for something special we'll be doing with the newsletter. It just keeps getting better and better, and I'm excited to open some new people's eyes that maybe haven't seen things yet.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Sylvester Cabot. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired
tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base? Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Cut my leg into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
Welcome back. Okay. So Sylvester Cabot says, how do you gauge frequency? Or do you start out on a set schedule, then add rest days at set intervals? I'm having difficult time knowing when to rest more, and I don't like guessing. Also, are you aware of any static contraction machines?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. The season lifter who's in touch with his body knows the signs, right? Strong disinclination to train, minor aches and pains that don't go away, strength gain, slowing down from workout to workout, etc. Now, that only comes after years of training, though, so I'm going to present to you a few other options. First of all, you may want to just insert one extra rest day every 10 days. That'll keep most guys ahead of the curve since it forces them to take time off, whether they feel like it or not. Another is to train hard for 3 weeks, followed by a week off or a deload. We've talked about that before. Most people don't have the discipline to do that, though, which is a shame because it really does work. The best way to keep track of your recovery is to take your waking resting heart rate in the morning, even before you get out of bed. If it's elevated 8 beats or more above baseline, you're overtraining, and it's time to back off. As for the static contraction machine, it's been done before. The units are cumbersome, they're expensive, and they take some getting used to. Their real value is, I think, in the electronic meter that accompanies it. So, in other words, you push or pull against a bar in various exercises. The meter gives you a readout of how many pounds of force you're exerting. So you can imagine how motivating it is to see the meter hit 397, and you need to exceed 400 on that workout to make progress. That's actually a pretty cool thing. There is a company trying to perfect that technology now, and yes, they're making some progress. If and when they do perfect it, it'll be a welcome addition for devoted static contraction fans. I don't think it'll ever replace free weights for most people, but it would be an interesting adjunct. The biggest barrier to widespread adoption, frankly, is price. I don't see a quality unit ever coming under $1,500, which means it's a no-go for 90% of the training population. And that really is too bad because statics lend themselves very well to things like mixed martial artists, fighters, etc., etc. So more news on that when it becomes available.
Okay. The next question comes from Steve Stewart. He says, I'm a longtime user of Synthogen and recently had some on back order. When I finally got it, it read Mass Pro Synthogen X2. It also says it's the strongest batch ever produced. My question is, what has changed?
Yeah, well, this gets back to what I said at the top of the show. It's finally in stock. As you know, Synthogen was my first foray into the world of supplements, and lucky for me, it was a grand slam. I still get emails to this day, even from some guys on drugs, about how good it is. Okay, so it brings up the question, what's good? Well, good is you take it before and after your workout, and you wake up the next day fresh as a daisy. Now, in some cases, it's as if you didn't train at all. At the most, your muscles are going to feel kind of tight, but that's it. It really is a truly remarkable product, and that's what sells it. So when the lab informed us that we had some free capsule space, we decided to go for it. Specifically, we have more than doubled the amount of reponticum carthamoids extract in it. And people, it's a prop blend, so people are going to ask how much it is. While I can't give you a specific milligram amount, I will tell you this. It is way overkill for a 250-pound man. So why did we elect to double that ingredient and not others? Well, in order to understand why, I think some history is in order. Synthogen was born out of a design challenge that I was given. John Drake said, formulate a product, okay, that you can use with the most demanding training template you can come up with. And that was actually the Blueprint Meteoric. So the Meteoric was done first. And then we came up with the problem, how the heck are people going to recover from this? So more than any other program, that template represents a whiplash type of training. And that runs the gamut from heavy weights with long rest periods to lighter weights, no rest periods, and everything in between. You only have one day of rest between three weekly workouts. So lightning fast recovery was necessary. The right ecdysterone can give you that. And reponticum is at the top of that list. Every other ingredient, 15 others in Synthogen, exist to maximize ECDI's attributes, and they are many. The new formula is so strong, you need only take, let's call it 3/4 of the previous dose. So I used to recommend 5 caps just prior to training, 5 caps halfway through, and 5 caps afterwards. With the new formula, you only need to take 10 before training, and you're good to go. Now, given the off-day dosing is going to stay the same, which is to say three caps, just prior to your three biggest meals, total of 9 caps, a bottle is going to last you around a month. Even the biggest trainees, it's going to last for a month. Once you've loaded that first bottle, you need only use the second on training days. So for someone training 3 days a week, that means the second bottle is going to last for 2 months. Altogether, a twin pack is going to last you for 3 months. You can think about it that way. And when you do the math, it comes out to $1.76 a day, which is incredibly economical for what it does. Synthogen has all of the following categories covered. You can have your branch chain aminos, your essential aminos, the NO2, vasodilation effect, buffering agents, cell volumizers, and wound healing. That's half a dozen right there, and it's just scratching the surface. In the U.S., Mass has it in stock and plenty of it. You'll get there just by going to my website, CoachRobRegish.com, and clicking on Synthogen. I am aware, like I said, I just became aware at the top of the show, Predator has X2, Synthogen X2, on order. I'm just not sure when it'll arrive. I know it has been shipped, but I don't want to promise anything until it's in stock. Overall, I am very excited to have a product of this caliber in my lineup. There are precious few products you can take and almost immediately feel working. Synthogen's one of those, and X2 is the pinnacle of every Synthogen batch that we've had. It is by far the strongest. So I hope that helps you.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, looks like we have a question from Seth Flanders. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. Using worldwide patented technology.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Thursday, we're going to have an interesting guest on the show named Jance Footit. He's a competitive strongman. He's actually going to be here in Louisville competing this weekend, and we're going to hang out. Saturday is my birthday. He's going to get together with a bunch of my friends for dinner. He's actually going to be on the show Thursday. We're going to talk about something interesting, the continuum of human strength. How far can we go? Are we going to see people clean and jerking 800 pounds someday? Is there a top end to what the human body can achieve? And it should be an interesting discussion. It's more philosophical than anything else at this point in time. But it should be an interesting discussion. So I hope you can tune in for that one. Right now, you are listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. We have a question from Seth Flanders. He says, which exercises lend themselves best to strong range partials? Do you use much of that in your training?
Well, you know, like static holds, strong range partials have their place as a, let's call it, weapon of mass construction. They need to be used judiciously, though, given the amount of weight you can use and the corresponding inroads into, you know, that they'll make into recovery. My opinion, movements that lend themselves well to that technique are top range rack pulls, seated calf raises, 45 degree leg press, dips, believe it or not, and chins. Now, I tend to favor the top range rack pull and seated calf raises for different reasons. For the top range rack pull, that's a tremendous hardening exercise for the entire body. It will light up your central nervous system like a Christmas tree. There is not a muscle on your body that will not be utilized and contracted maximally. Why? You can load that bar with 500, 600, 700, 900 pounds in some cases and pull it off the pins. Top range rack pull will also pop your traps like nothing else and build a very impressive upper back. In virtually no other movement can you handle so much weight, especially vertically. Now, as for seated calf raises, it's simply a function of overload. Calves are stubborn muscle groups, and as such, they need an extreme stress. Strong range partials get you there. So do statics. Now, if you haven't attempted a strong range partial yet in the chin up, you are really missing something. From a dead hang and a lot of weight around your waist, pull yourself up in the first quarter of the movement. It's obviously done, right, with heavy weights hanging from you, but the effect has to be felt to be believed in the lats. It is an incredible sensation. They are fantastic, and they will really pop your lats after just 3 or 4 sessions. Now, as for loading and sets and reps and so forth, I find 2 sets of as many reps as you can get in 30 seconds to be ideal. You get the exercises, the loading, and the volume of work right, and boom, you get a big visual difference in those muscle groups, and it happens fast. Now, one final note. Why 30 seconds? There was an informal study done looking at full range of movement, partials, static holds, and one other training modality. And they timed the sets further between 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 45, and a minute. The individuals using strong range partials for as many reps as they could get in 30 seconds grew the most muscle, and it wasn't even close if you looked at the bar graph. So that explains my recommendation for loading. Give it a shot sometime. You're going to like it.
Sorry about that. Next question comes from Peter Schindler. He says, like a lot of people, I tune in every week to hear your recommendations. Last week I heard you talking again in glowing terms about Thrive. You also frequently mention other companies like Mass, Predator, Now Foods, etc. I have to wonder, though, how independent are you? Are you getting commissions for recommendations recommending these products? Because I can't see how you make money recommending them out of the goodness of your heart. Call me a skeptic, but I think you have an agenda.
You know what? Pete's right about one thing. I do have an agenda. My agenda is this: making the best unbiased product recommendations I can. And despite what he thinks, I don't get any commission on Thrive, nor 99% of the other products I recommend. No affiliate codes, no free advertising, etc. In fact, right here, like SHR is probably the best example. Like any other sponsor here, I pay good money every month to bring you this information. So in the event I do make money on a supplement recommendation, it's always on one of my products. And I've been upfront about which products those are from the beginning. Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and Progenitrex. If you're buying any other product I recommend, I'm not getting one red cent.
Well, let me go a step further. Rob just paid money to order 2 pounds of Thrive.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't give it to him for free. I mean, it's not, look, you know what the funny thing about people who aren't in business for themselves think about people who are in business for themselves? That we're all just rolling in dough and we're just giving stuff away for free to the people that we care about, making everybody else pay. I pay for my own Thrive. I don't pay full retail, but I have to pay the cost of producing it. Right. There's nothing free here. There's nobody's getting anything for free.
No.
And Rob pays for Thrive. You know, he just ordered 2 pounds. He saw the Flash 62% off sale, and he was like, damn, that's cheaper than what I've been paying for it, and he ordered a couple pounds.
I ordered it during that episode.
Yeah.
But, now, okay, that's one example. Let me give you another. Take the Turbo 20 webinar I just did. Okay, I recommended 4 products to achieve the objective, none of which were mine. You know, I don't know how you get more independent than that. Now, I suppose I could go back to the old shell game, recommending products from quote-unquote other companies.
Dr. Joe McCullough.
Right, that are really, right, subsidiaries of my company. That game has been played before. I'm
Life,
not sure
Life,
what...
Life Extension Foundation.
Yeah, I'm not sure what ultimately becomes of those people. Whether they make a bundle and retire rich or whether it just doesn't last and they're swallowed up by the competition. It's not my concern. My concern is doing the best job I know how for SHR listeners. Now, something is working, right? Because we're going on year 5 now with the
right.
Power Hour. I hope you can all appreciate what goes into it. And if you do, find some way to support me. That's wonderful. Because the good that we're doing is registering with people. Just this morning, I heard from a listener who's really excited about his training again, right? Dave Warren. He put on 10 solid pounds in a 4-week run of the Blueprint Meteoric and emailed me wanting more. He's going to get more because he invested in me. Now, might not make a lot of money here, Pete, but it's an honest way to make a living and a real difference in people's lives. I really wonder how many other people can say that.
You know, Pete Schindler has a point, and that is that, you know, you have to be skeptical today because it just doesn't make sense. When you see people like Joe McCullough, for instance, who only writes about things when he has a product that fills that niche to offer people. Life Extension Foundation, they only write about research after they've developed a supplement to take advantage of the research. You know, and I got to tell you something. I struggle with thinking to myself, you know, I'm not very smart because I give away information on the show just like you do for free because it's just information. And other people take advantage of it. For Doja Agrestis, for people who haven't been listening to me that long, in 2006, I'm the one who introduced Fidogia Agrestis to the United States. The next thing that happened, a half a dozen supplement companies included it in their supplements because it raised testosterone. I didn't make a nickel on that. I didn't make any money on that. I didn't, like, do the show and then say, hey, and I'm the one who put them in touch with Dr. Toyin Yakubu that they were ordering their raw materials from. I didn't say to Toyin, I need to make money on this. I wanted him to make money. He lives in Nigeria. The guy works hard, you know.
Yeah.
My point is, I understand where Pete comes from because the reality is that 99% of the people out there are snake oil salesmen. They really are. They only give you information when it benefits them, when it's information about a product that they're selling, when they're developing something.
Yeah.
But that's not how it is on this show. It just hasn't. It's never been.
No. And you know what? I honestly believe that people realize a genuine person that's really trying to help them. Most people do. versus snake oil. So if they've been around long enough in this market, I think they know and appreciate someone like you, hopefully someone like me, that brings them information like this and knows that there's no agenda. Because there are so many people with an agenda.
You know who's another one? Adel Moussa. I offered Adel Moussa to write a blog, because he wrote the science about Thrive.
Yeah,
I said, hey, Adel, you already wrote the science about Thrive. How about you blog about it? He goes, I can't. I said, I'll pay you. He goes, no, I can't. He goes, I can't do it. He goes, but I don't do that for anybody. He goes,
yep.
And if anyone he would do it for would be me, because our relationship goes back so far. But there are people out there who are doing this hard work simply because they love it.
There you go.
That's it. We love it.
It's the love of the
game. And we may be idiots compared to Elieff and Joe McCullough and Dave Asprey, who these guys are marketing geniuses. They're geniuses. And I bow, a genuflect to their intelligence. It's just not the way we do things here. That's all.
Philosophical difference.
That's it. Philosophical difference. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, the moment you've all been waiting for, the blueprint tip of the day. What's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is, surprise, surprise, Tribulus and Ecdysterone score big.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
You know, Tribulus. What am I getting at? Well, just a few days ago, our good friend Adele Musa posted the results of a new study on Tribulus terrestris showing a rather impressive range of effects, including, yes, a 12% increase in test, but more importantly, a 20% increase in IGF-1 and some rather impressive recomp effects. The people lost almost 4 pounds, or I think it was 7% fat in 12 weeks. No muscle loss. So this was on the heels of an ECDI study he reviewed showing that Ecdysterone added 75% more muscle size in 21 days in rats, more than DHT, IGF-1, or D-ball. Now, wait a minute. Trib and Ecdy don't work, right? We have heard this over and over and over. At least that was the popular wisdom. Here's the reality. They do work. Just not as well as anabolic steroids or even creatine. But if you've been listening, the market told us as much over the past two decades. Why? Both Trib and Ecdy, despite being regularly panned during that time, were not only still around, but repeat buys on both persisted. So what gives? You know, I'll tell you what gives. Some companies put out crap, and other companies put out quality. You know, you might benefit from Trib or Ecdy if creatine and or beta-alanine doesn't work for you. If so, it's important to get quality material. Bad Trib is dry, almost brittle, with a sawdust-like consistency. There aren't any saponins present. The very same saponins. Sorry about that. The very same saponins
garbage men are passing by.
The very same saponins that Adele cites as the actives. Now, good Trib, by contrast, is moist. In fact, it's very hygroscopic. It attracts water. So it has an almost tar-like consistency, and it's sticky. Squeezing it between your fingers is usually a good indicator of saponin content. If it is not sticky or tar-like, it's likely junk. Leave it on the shelf. Now, yes, there are more accurate methods like HPLC, high-performance liquid chromatography, but listen, who's got that accessible to them? They don't. Most people don't. Good ECDI, by contrast, is not as easy to spot. It is best to buy from companies then with a reputation to lose, and ones who identify the source of ECDI on the label. If it is sourced from Cyanotis vaga or Purpuri vulgaris, run the other way. Put it back on the shelf. If, however, it's from Reponticum carthamoides or Ajuga turkestanica, where they source Turk from, you'll likely have the genuine article. In practice, I find that 750 to 1,500 milligrams of Trib a day works really well. You combine that with 90 to 120 milligrams of Reponticum or 400 milligrams of Turk, and you will realize some impressive gains. Now, what are impressive gains? I'll try to quantify that as follows. You'll see anywhere between 2 and 5 pounds of muscle in 8 weeks. I would look for up to a 5% increase in strength and a much greater VO2 max work capacity and muscle fullness. So if creatine isn't working for you, if beta-alanine doesn't work for you, if you don't want to go to the dark side, consider Trib plus Ectosterone. Give that a run and let me know how you do. Science is a wonderful thing, but it's not always on point. And sometimes you can get out in front of it. And that happened on Trib and Ecti. And I can tell you this. It's happening today with other things. Things that you will be hearing about in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Trib and... You said it one time. Trib has been around a long time for a reason.
Yeah.
It was first available in this country in 1989 through Sopharma, the brand being Tribestin. Tribestin is still the original Trib, and it's very high-quality stuff. What happened was people started taking it, they got results, and then everybody else caught on, and they started importing some of the cheapest Trib that they could find, and surprise, surprise, it was devoid of any active ingredients, those being the furostenolic saponins. So, look, nobody's saying that this stuff is D-ball and DECA. It's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is there's something to it, and the risk-to-reward ratio, let's call it, is quite acceptable in my book.
Yeah. Good stuff today, man. Good stuff.
I like both of them. I've been using and championing both of them since the early 1990s. So, and I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah.
Meaning it's not going away.
No. It's always going to be around. Yeah. All right, Rob. Thanks for everything you did today. Great
Thank
show.
You. Thank
and,
you.
And we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Terrific. Thanks, Carl.
Hi. So, wrong button. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf as we prepare our rebuttal to Proteinaholic. And it's going to be a good one. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I don't know. Yeah, it's officially the biggest midget.
Welcome back.
In the game.
So many of you may remember last week, or was it the week before, we had Howard Jacobson on the show. He's one of the authors of Proteinaholic, and we had some technical difficulties during that show. For those of you who listened to the show, you know that I was like really on him about the science in the beginning, but after like the third or fourth technical difficulty where he kept dropping out, I just kind of lost my steam and just coasted along with him, and I was not really, I wasn't aggressive with him at the end of the show, and that was okay because I didn't want to ambush the guy. But clearly a lot of the science that they quote in Proteinaholic is flawed, and at best, just has an agenda. And so our news director, Alex Leaf, I tasked him. I said, Alex, you know, dig up some studies, that we can use, to send to Howard Jacobson to show him where their information is really not accurate. And in light of doing that, Alex is on the show to deliver this information firsthand. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, Carl.
You listened to the show, and I heard that your head exploded. Is that true?
Almost. I listened to the show about 3 or 4 times. I listened live, and that's when I was pulling my hair out a little. And then I was listening to the podcast again while I was in the car, and I found myself pulling my hair out again. And so, yeah, I talked with you, and Howard was, open to receiving some of the stuff that you brought up. So I decided I would, document areas in his podcast where he made claims that seemed a little sketchy to me. And so I would investigate those further. And ultimately I do have a document in front of me where all this information is stored. And I plan to put this up as a blog post on Superhuman Radio when this interview's podcast becomes available, so that way I can link to both the podcast with Howard as well as this one.
Perfect.
Within the blog post. So,
yeah, this is great. And then we'll send it on to Howard, and maybe we'll have Howard and you on the show to have a cordial discourse about this. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm very skeptical about all these books like Forks Over Knives and stuff like that, that demonize protein, and say that protein is the reason for diseases, heart disease, and all this other stuff. And am I wrong to have that knee-jerk reaction? Is that knee-jerk reaction flawed?
No, I think it's a reductionist way of thinking that has gotten our nation into a health crisis on more than one occasion. The best probably known example is dietary fat, how we take a nutrient, an isolated nutrient, and claim that it's bad. And now that fat is, you know, starting to make a comeback. People are starting to do the same thing to sugar. You know, they take sugar, an isolated nutrient, and claim that it's bad. And I hypothesize we're going to go down the exact same rabbit hole that we did with fat. You know, it's, we don't live in a world of nutrients. We live in a world of food. You know, if people want to demonize soda, then by all means attack soda because it's a food. But you can't isolate the sugar component because that sugar exists in fruit, for example, but I don't hear anybody say that fruit is going to kill you.
Yeah, good point. Really good point. So do you also think that there is a movement afoot, and it's a very, very cohesive, well-orchestrated movement afoot to demonize protein? We have from political powers highest up, you know, telling people to try Meatless Mondays. We have these vegetarian agendas being led by Hollywood's most celebrated stars and even celebrities like Jay-Z and Beyonce, who did a vegan thing for 2 weeks, said it changed their lives, and now they're opening up a string of vegan food establishments. So protein, I think, is going to become the new fat, not sugar. I think it's protein that people are going after. Am I wrong about that?
You know, it really could go either way. I think that the evidence base is weighted a little more heavily against sugar, yeah, in terms of having stuff to draw upon to say that it's bad. Whereas if you actually sit down and look at the research on protein, it's pretty much a universal fact at this point that eating more protein has favorable effects on body composition that in turn creates favorable effects on health. Especially when you're dealing with a nation where overweight and obesity are the two primary health conditions.
So what about Howard's assertion that people are eating way too much protein now and using the RDA of 65 to 80 grams a day as being the optimal amount of protein that people should get?
Yeah. Well, before we jump into that,
okay,
I kind of want to start by thanking Howard, because honestly, he approached this interview with a combination of open-mindedness, thoughtfulness, and skepticism, and he was very well-spoken, and we need to have these discussions more often, which is something that I remember you saying on the interview as well.
Yeah.
And something that when I listened to these podcasts over and over again, something that continued to pop into my mind was there were numerous areas where both me and you agreed with Howard. The irony, of course, being that none of them had to do with protein.
No, it had to do with eating more vegetables, for sure.
Yeah. So, a couple of the areas where I think the superhuman nation and Howard could definitely agree on is that, you know, all humans in the world are the same species, and we therefore have a fundamental dietary pattern that best suits our needs. And at the core, this is a whole foods, plant-based diet without all the processed crap. That doesn't mean, you know, plant-based doesn't mean vegan. It just means that you're consuming a ton of vegetables and plant-based foods. Another thing that he mentioned was that the typical Western population is plagued with nutrition-related chronic diseases. And I totally agree with that. And even on that note, we do seem to have a growing obsession with protein, but we don't have a protein deficiency. That's true. On the other hand, we do have deficiencies in things like fiber, certain vitamins and minerals, and whole foods. Another thing that he brought up, which was slightly ironic given his book, is that we can't isolate specific nutrients easily. And the scientific literature is limited by its inability to differentiate sources of protein.
Right.
Additionally, there is virtually no research looking at the exceptional. You know, these are people like you or me, and rather than the standard American. So we're limited in generalizing findings because we're almost always dealing with a sick population.
And when I raised that point numerous times during the interview, I said, you know, these protein recommendations may be acceptable for the average person who sits at a desk, sits in their car, sits at home. But you, when you take an athlete, a hard training athlete, or a person who trains like a hard training athlete, their protein requirements are higher. So specificity must come into the discussion when talking about dietary regimens. He'd seem to disagree with that.
Yeah. And that was actually the first claim that I addressed in the podcast was you asked him, would you say athletes need more protein? And he responded by saying, quote, they require more calories, but not necessarily protein.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Anyway, so the last 2 points is that the media misrepresents every study they come across, and the human population has messed up the world through industrial agriculture and animal confinement practices. And I'm sure everyone can agree the media is annoying, and the way we raise animals and grow crops currently is wrecking the world.
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought those were all excellent points, something that I could definitely get behind Howard on with supporting. But again, they have nothing to do with protein.
Okay, so where do you want to start? We have a couple minutes in this segment. Where do you want to start to discuss the step-by-step approach that you took to analyzing his discussion?
I would say let's just go through it in chronological order. So that would start with do hard training athletes require more protein? This was the first claim that he made that I disagreed with. And I think we'll have enough time to talk about it before the break.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it was difficult for me to understand how he came to the conclusion that a hard training athlete wouldn't require more protein. It was not difficult for me to pull up numerous review articles by Phillips and others, Tarnopolsky, Phillips and Van Loon, and position stands from societies such as the International Society of Sports Nutrition and the ACSM that all collectively agree that a protein intake of 1.2 to 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight is necessary to allow adaptation for training in individuals at or above their energy requirements. When you're dealing with athletes that are in a deficit and trying to lose body weight, protein requirements actually increase to upwards of 3 grams per kilogram to offset the loss of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and with this, I'm not trying to focus on the what's the ideal intake, but clearly the minimum is higher than the what he recommended as the RDA.
Right.
And so, again, it just given the vast base of literature investigating this topic, it's difficult for me to understand how he came to his conclusion. And if Howard would come back on the show to rebuttal my rebuttal, I would be more than interested in hearing, you know, how he came to some of these conclusions. I would be very interested in discussing that with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to do this. So what we're going to do is after we do the show, I'm going to send Howard an email, link him to the blog, and then this interview, and we'll have him back on. Because I got to tell you something. I've talked about this in the past. You know, social discourse, it's a cordial discourse, is the hallmark of the scientific process. People being able to talk about ideas and concepts without being bashed or embarrassed or ridiculed for their opinions is how we get from point A to point B. And who knows, maybe what we do on this show and the blog you write will influence the next version of Proteinaholic. Because I know that he even said that the doctor who authored the book with him, and I can't think of his name, I'm sorry, you know, is interested in knowing more. He's really interested in understanding if there's anything that he didn't get right. And so this could be an opportunity to do that. Let's do this.
And wait, before we go on break,
yes.
too, I really, I forgot. I need to preface everything in this podcast by saying that I have not read the actual Proteinaholic book. So everything I'm saying is just solely based on what was discussed during your interview with Howard.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, assuming that I don't have any more technical difficulties, and I think I do, right?
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Superhuman Radio's news director, who graduates in June and will be visiting Louisville. How cool is that? You're going to be here in July, right, Alex?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
We're going to train together, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to take it easy on me because you know I'm old.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Don't worry.
All right, so what's the next point that you want to address?
So the next claim that that didn't sit very well with me was one where Howard claimed that all of the chemicals and junk that we create as a society gets concentrated in animal tissue. Specifically, these are things that fall under the category of persistent organic pollutants called POPs.
Right.
And he had claimed that the United Nations determined that the concentration of these compounds is about 70,000 times as great in animals compared to grass. And so when I was looking into this claim, I kind of already was under the presumption that, yeah, POPs are fat soluble and they bioaccumulate up the food chain. A great example of this is mercury. You know, we're always told to limit eating tuna and things like swordfish or shark because they're really high in mercury, and that's because mercury accumulates up through the fishy food chain. But when I was looking into this, I came across a study called The Arctic Pollution Issues, a State of the Arctic Environment Report that was published in 1997. And the report was a tremendous analysis of Canada's Northwest Territories and the pollutants that were present in a variety of wildlife and the environment. And the report confirmed that bioaccumulation is an issue. It found that caribou had about 10 times as high levels of the POPs than the lichen that they grazed on, the grass that they ate.
Mm-hmm.
And the wolves that ate the caribou had 60 times as much as the lichen. And so, yeah, bioaccumulation does occur. Although, I mean, it's phenomenally less than the 70,000 time magnification figure that Howard had stated. Again, I don't know where that figure came from. If he would be willing to link me to that reference, I would be very interested in seeing that. But this raised the question for me, you know, where did the POPs come from to begin with? Because toxins, for the most part, don't just kind of appear out of thin air.
Right.
And so as I was continued reading through the report, it becomes quite obvious that the POPs came from agriculture. And to quote the report itself, it states that the main contaminants of concern are organochlorine pesticides and their metabolites from agriculture activities and practices,
right,
industrial chemicals, and anthropogenic and natural combustion products. The report also states that, quote, the levels of POPs cannot be related to known use and or releases from potential sources within the Arctic and can only be explained by long-range transport from lower latitudes. So I really liked this report on the Arctic because the Arctic is an area that hasn't been well inhabited by humans.
Right.
Just for the simple fact it's so difficult to live there. So it's
right.
Anything that
shows up there is incident arrival there. It's arriving from somewhere else. It's not that it's not being produced or distributed locally.
Exactly. And that's what this report showed, is that, yeah, bioaccumulation happens, but the only reason, or at least one of the primary reasons that we're seeing it occur, is because of all the chemicals used in things like agriculture.
Yeah, and, you now, know, and not to veer away, but, you know, we talk about global warming all the time, and everybody points at petrochemicals, but the hundreds of millions of pounds of chemicals sprayed on crops are also contributing to the warming of the planet. No one ever talks about this. This is one of those, I hate to steal Al Gore's, you know, inconvenient truth, but, you know, growing our food is destroying the planet just as fast.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So animals accumulate them, and so then you have to ask, okay, well, let's consider humans. So are humans exposed to these chemicals from animals? Yes. And are they getting exposure to these chemicals through animals a lot more than through plants? Yeah, probably, because, well, people don't eat plants in America, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, unless, of course, you consider a lot of the processed food made with wheat and corn, which is a whole different discussion, and something that I didn't look into. But, you know, the fact remains that from my perspective, it is very difficult to isolate animals as being the sole issue when it comes to exposure to toxic chemicals.
Right.
When you consider the amount of chemicals that are just floating around in the environment as is from the use of pesticides and the such, plus exposure through eating pesticide exposed crops such as corn and wheat and soybeans, you know, there really hasn't been any studies that compare exposure from environments and plants to animals. And so while it's a fact that animals contain more, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the main route of exposure for humans.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so what is the next point, that we're going to pick up on? Because we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with this next point.
Is plant protein more efficient than animal protein?
Yeah, and I just don't understand. I mean, I don't believe it is. Now, I'll stand to be corrected, but I don't believe it is. But let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. We're actually critiquing the interview I did with Howard Jacobson. We're going to have Howard back on the show because he's a really great guy. And the reality is that we agree a lot more than we disagree. But I just think that demonizing protein isn't the answer here. That's just my opinion. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate,
ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, I was having a thought. I remember when the paleo diet first became popular and everybody and their brothers was talking about it on the news and Dr. Oz was doing segments, the caveman diet. And the thing that the mainstream came out, people like Dr. Besser on GMA and these other health gurus all said, you know, they tell you not to eat grain. Any diet that restricts you from eating any particular food is not a good diet. You know, they're too restrictive, but no one talks about the vegan diet the way they talk about the paleo diet. I never hear anybody on mainstream media ever saying the vegan diet is dangerous because it's too restrictive. They said the paleo diet was too restrictive, but they never say the vegan. It's almost like there's a different standard for the vegan diet in this country than there is for other diets. It's just people just, you know, turn a blind eye to the facts. I that was just a thought. I kind of digress. Has really nothing to do with this discussion. But the funny thing is, we've been arguing about dietary templates since the Bible. Since the Bible was written. I posted two passages from the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I'm not a Bible scholar. But I found two passages from the Bible where there are arguments between vegans and meat eaters. So it's been going on forever, and I don't think it's ever going to stop. All right, so what's the next point that we want to address here?
Okay, so I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit because there's quite a few I want to get through, and I know that we're already halfway through. But Howard had claimed that it's 16 times more efficient to get protein from plants than animals. The first question that came to mind is, well, what defines efficient? And I addressed this question solely from a nutritional standpoint. It's possible that there's truth to this claim if you're looking at it from an environmental standpoint. I didn't address that side of the coin. But from a nutritional standpoint, first I looked at quantity. Okay, so I took 100 grams of a cooked beef top round steak. Okay, per 100 grams, there's 36 grams of protein. So then I looked at plants from different food groups. For broccoli, per 100 grams, there's only 2 grams of protein. So that's 18 times difference.
Yeah, but you'd have to go for the, protein, the vegetable protein, sweetheart, which is soy.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, for soy, it provides 9 grams.
Nine. N-I-N-E.
Compared to 36.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you look at a grain, I used my personal favorite, which is oatmeal, and it only has 2.5 grams per 100 grams of cooked. Now, if you look at it on a caloric basis, okay, if we took 100 calories of that same beef steak, it's 19 grams of protein. If we take 100 calories of broccoli, it's 7 grams. 100 calories of oatmeal, 3.5. 100 calories of soy, 6.5. So from a quantity standpoint, meat appears to be more efficient than plants. This isn't saying that you shouldn't eat plants. Plants are excellent sources of fiber, starch, healthy fats, and countless other compounds. They're just not an excellent source of protein.
Right.
So then I went and addressed the quality issue, right? Because it's not just about quantity, it's also about quality.
Yeah, what do they have? That's that PDAC scale, right? That they rate the quality of a protein, right?
Yeah, that's one of them. Four or five have been developed over the years, but that's currently the most widely accepted. And using that scale, in fact, animal-based proteins such as dairy, eggs, and meat have a digestibility that exceeds 90%, whereas plants range from 45 to 90%. In fact, the only time that plant proteins have a digestibility that rivals animal proteins is after they have been processed into protein powders, which removes a lot of their anti-nutrients that interfere with digestion.
Interesting.
Another interesting fact I came across was that the amino acids derived from soy and wheat are more readily converted into the protein waste product, urea.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought this was fascinating because people are always, you know, talking about animal protein.
Well,
when
whenever we talk about protein in general, right, the anti-protein people say, oh, you know, builds up uric acid, it's tough on the kidneys, it's tough on the liver. Well, it sounds like the plant protein is more responsible for that than the animal protein.
Yeah, well, at least when we're talking about soy and wheat, I can't say it's the same for others.
Okay.
But
soy and wheat.
And why this occurs isn't entirely clear, but the researchers hypothesized that it might relate to a lack of specific essential amino acids such as lysine and methionine, which cause an unfavorable amino acid mixture for gut protein synthesis, which means that the gut releases more into the bloodstream, which then hits the liver, which can't do much with them because they're deficient in an amino acid for protein synthesis. So it has to get rid of a lot more.
Right.
Also, the leucine content is lower. We know that.
And leucine is magic for protein. And when we talk about sarcopenia, we talk about muscle wasting, we talk about protein consumption to battle that, it's largely the role of leucine and methionine, which stimulate mTOR, and animal proteins, especially dairy proteins, are king when it comes to leucine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was plenty of observational research that showed that animal-based protein sources are associated with better muscle maintenance in old age. One study in comparing omnivorous to vegetarian older women actually reported that the vegetarian women had on average 20% less skeletal muscle than the omnivorous woman.
That's a problem as you age right there. That's part of the problem we're having today with the aging population.
Now, so all of this needs to be remembered in the context of these deficits in protein quality can be overcome by eating enough protein. But that's kind of a moot point in light of the recommendation of the RDA's intake, because you would need to eat substantially more than that to obtain adequate protein that nullifies these differences in quality.
Interesting. We can go ahead and take a break now if you want and come back and wrap up the rest of the topics, okay? That sound good?
No, wait. Let me say one more. It'll take
please.
1 minute.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And this one's yours, Carl. So during the interview, Carl, you claimed that only 35% of the American population produces trypsin, which allows soybeans to be digestible.
I was wrong, huh?
Yeah. Trypsin is a digestive enzyme formed in the small intestine that acts to break down protein. And as far as I know, all humans make it because it's essential to metabolize protein. What I think you might have been referring to instead are trypsin inhibitors that reduce the activity of trypsin, and these are present in soybeans. However, they're inactivated by heat treatment, so as long as you're eating cooked soybean, it's not really an issue.
Okay. All right, so edamame is out then. You shouldn't be eating edamame at the Japanese restaurant.
If it's raw, if it's not cooked, then you're going to have a difficulty breaking down the protein because it contains substantial trypsin inhibitors.
Okay. So I was wrong. And I'll edit this out of the final interview, by the way. Ha, ha, ha. I'm just joking. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll wrap this up when we come back. Stay tuned.
Is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com. SHR.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Made by Hemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with news director for Superhuman Radio, Alex Leaf, as we critique the discussion we had about the book Proteinaholic. What's the next point, Alex?
Can we isolate blue zone longevity to dietary practices?
Yeah, I hate this. I hate this. I hate the Okinawa study. I hate all these studies where they look at a group of people and go, they live long, so it's got to be their diet. And, you know, there are so many other factors that go into longevity besides what you're eating.
Yeah. The original Blue Zone investigators even stated, quote, some lifestyle characteristics like family coherence, avoidance of smoking, plant-based diet, moderate and daily physical activity, social engagement, where people of all ages are socially active and integrated into the community, are common in all people enrolled in the surveys. So, yeah, plant-based diet is in there, but how, I mean, when you compare that to the chronically overstressed and socially isolated standard American who eats a highly processed diet of grains, meats, and oils, it's like, well, which does what? You can't conclude cause and effect from these observational studies. And, to play devil's advocate, how do we know that, these people wouldn't live even longer if they consumed more protein in light of all the other stuff that they're doing?
Right.
You know, we don't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's a good break point.
Well, I was going to say, when we look at a lot of these, societies that we like to, I did an entire show about the Hunza. The Hunza are lacto vegetarians and they consume a lot of dairy, fermented dairy, cream. I mean, and so when we look at the Hunza, the thing that frustrates me about the discussion is as soon as plant-based diet comes in, all of the attributes of health are assigned to the plant-based side of the diet. And you look at the Hunza, who regularly live over 100 years old. They're a mountain people. They have evolved to a lacto-vegetarian diet because it was not economically feasible for them to kill animals for the beef. When they could just milk them and make products, dairy products out of their milk and consume that. And so a family could have one cow for a very long time or two cows for a very long time and survive on that instead of slaughtering it and having to grow more cows. So no one ever says that the Hunza are long-lived population because of the contribution that dairy protein makes to the diet. It's always the vegetarian side of the diet that's attributed to their longevity. It frustrates the crap out of me.
Yeah. Something else that is often overlooked is that we, using experimental models in animals, we've seen that protein and caloric restriction that aids in extending lifespan. But more recent research has shown that supplementing glycine into the diet has the same longevity benefits without the restriction portion of calories or protein being necessary. And so it could be that it's not necessarily restricting protein that has benefit, but rather, you know, that everyone currently is eating a diet too low in glycine, which makes sense considering most rely on muscle meats and forego the offal and connective tissue that used to be abundant in wild game.
In fact, when you look at wild dogs, after they run down an animal, they don't eat the things that we think are good cuts of meat. They eat the offal. They eviscerate the animal. They eat the entrails. They eat the liver. They eat the stomach. They eat the spleen. They eat the lungs. They eat all that stuff first. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's high quality food right there. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But, you're mentioning glycine is something that I'm real big about right now, because almost all of the quote unquote aging effects of protein, those people out there who are writing articles about how protein ages you, can be completely mitigated by balancing methionine with glycine, having more glycine in the diet.
Yeah, that's what the research that I came across.
In fact, that's why I added glycine as part of the sweetener in Thrive. I'm not trying to plug it, but it's the truth. Because I was just sipping bone broth. I try to get as much glycine in my diet now as possible, now that I understand this.
Yeah.
So.
Something else too with the blue zones that is a point often overlooked is people focus on longevity, but not necessarily quality of life. And for me personally, I don't think living an extra 5 or 10 years is worth it if I have to spend that time confined to a wheelchair without my independence.
Yes.
And sarcopenia and the loss of muscle mass is a known problem among the aging population. And we know for a fact that a low intake of protein is one of the risk factors for that.
Well, wait. Low intake of quality protein, because people could be eating a lot of these plant-based proteins and, you know, having to really gorge themselves with it, which, by the way, the elderly lose their appetite. They don't eat as frequently. They don't eat as large of a meal. So if anything, they need high-quality, protein-dense protein sources, not something where they have to eat 6 pounds of this in order to get 30 grams of protein.
Yeah. And finally, I came across a really nice review article published in the journal Aging Cell that tried to find a balance between maintaining muscle mass in aging and obtaining longevity balances through looking at research and how it impacts the mTOR and IGF-1 and AMPK metabolic pathways. And what the researchers conclude is that optimizing dietary restriction or using dietary restriction mimetics in combination with amino acid administration may be critical interventions to help attenuate skeletal muscle loss with advancing age while enabling healthy aging. And so basically what this means is that you want to fast, basically, so fast for 12 to 18 hours overnight to allow AMPK and autophagy to do their cellular cleanup job, and then consume adequate protein when you are eating during the remaining 6 to 12 hours. This way you get a good balance of an anabolism during your feeding window and plenty of the longevity benefits during your fasting window.
In fact, your discussion just now about sarcopenia, mTOR, is why I am completely opposed to metformin as an anti-aging drug and why I no longer take large doses of resveratrol. Because one of the things that both of these agents do, you know, the value of these two agents is to balance blood sugar. We did the show in 2007. Where we discussed cellular senescence, the domino number one that causes cellular senescence is glucose signaling. If you constantly have high levels of glucose, the signal to your cells to age faster is turned on. So the reason that these two agents, metformin and resveratrol, are heralded as an anti-aging drug is because they accommodate people who eat way too much foods that spike insulin all the time by producing large amounts of blood sugar. And that's something that can be altered by dietary approaches. You don't have to take a drug to do that. But more importantly, both metformin and resveratrol completely blunt mTORC, completely shut it off. So what you're going to end up having with these people who are all on metformin because they read some stupid article that it's the new anti-aging drug is you're going to have people who live to be 90 but have to be in a wheelchair because they can't stand any longer because their muscles have just disappeared. And yeah. Doctors are going to look back and go, wow, that was a stupid idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Muscle okay. is metabolic currency. If you have muscle on your carcass when you're 65 and 70, you've got a much higher likelihood of living a long, healthy life, period.
Completely agree. And because we have 3 minutes left, I want to rush through the last 2 points real quick.
Good. And we can go long, so go ahead.
Okay. So the next point was, do non-human primates prove that we can thrive on low-protein diets?
I love this one.
So Howard compared us to our great ape relatives. And specifically, he said that if you look at the small intestine length compared to body length, carnivores and omnivores are at 4 to 6 times, while herbivores are 10 to 12. And then he stated humans are 10 to 11 and thus considered herbivores. Again, if Howard listens to this podcast, please send me your reference for that because there is nothing to support this claim in any of the research papers or anatomy textbooks that I had looked through. In fact, I found a great study that compared all parts of the intestine from humans and a variety of monkeys, gorillas, orangutans, and chimpanzees, and it showed that our small intestine is twice the length of their small intestine, while our colon is half of the length, which indicates that the human gut has a proportional shift indicated we're better adapted to eat calorically and protein-dense foods like meat and cooked starches rather than bulky plant roughage that requires bacterial fermentation. Another interesting note is that something Carl brought up with the gorillas and their protein intake, I did look into that claim, and indeed, research has shown that because gorillas eat over 40 pounds of plant roughage per day, they consume anywhere between 17 and 31% of their calories as protein, which is phenomenally higher than the 5% recommended by Howard.
I know.
And chimps eat enough meat to leave isotopic animal protein evidence in their hair and bones. So our great ape relatives are not, I mean, yes, they eat a plant-dominated diet, but they go out of their way to consume protein from insects and small animals.
Interesting.
Now, the last claim was probably the biggest one, which is funny that we're going to spend no time talking about it.
No, we can take as much time as you want. We're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. It was confusion over the RDA. And this was one of the last things that was stated before the interview ended, where he said that the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, for protein, which is 0.8 grams per kilogram, is the optimal value. In fact, the RDA is defined by the Institute of Medicine, which is who created it, as an estimate of the minimum daily average dietary intake level that meets the nutrient requirements of 97 to 98% of healthy individuals.
The minimum.
And so to say that it's the optimal value is not accurate. It is the minimum value. And even so, I was able to find research dating back to at least 2001 that shows that this amount isn't sufficient, using the same nitrogen balance techniques that were in the studies used to establish this amount, specifically for elderly adults. So again, we get back to the aging component, and numerous reviews and position stands from, for example, the European Union of Geriatric Medicine, the Society for Sarcopenia, Cachexia, and Wasting Diseases, and the investigators of the health, aging, and body composition cohort all conclude that minimum protein requirements for elderly individuals range from 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilogram, simply to prevent muscle loss.
Wow.
So you're at 1.5 to 2 times the RDA in elderly people as a minimum. So this isn't talking about optimal amounts again. This is a minimum.
And see, this is why I kept trying to, I actually was trying to give Howard, like, not a back door, but a way to be more flexible in the discussion by saying, well, don't you think dietary specificity plays a role here? If we're talking about athletes, if we're talking about elderly people, we're talking about different types of people that their protein requirements would be unique and different. I mean, I was really actually trying to create a broader playing field where we could, he and I could both coexist in this discussion by doing that. And you know, and this is another example where dietary specificity plays a role here. You have elderly people. They need more protein. They're not going to get it by eating more broccoli and soybeans. They're just not.
Exactly. One really notable finding is in that health, aging, and body composition cohort, it followed the over 2,000 community-dwelling men and women aged over 70 years. It followed them for 3 years, and it found that individuals consuming in the highest fifth of protein intake had lost 43% less muscle mass than individuals in the lowest fifth of protein intake. And when you look at the actual protein intakes in these things, it wasn't a huge difference. The lowest protein intake group averaged 0.7 grams per kilogram, so just below the RDA, whereas the highest was at 1.1. So just increasing by 0.3 or 0.4 grams per kilogram on average results in a 43% reduction in the loss of muscle mass that they experience over 3 years.
That's amazing.
And that's not a lot of protein. That's, you know, going to be like maybe 15 grams.
And my frustration is this. It's very reckless of books like the China study, for instance, to scare people away from eating protein. It's very, very reckless. I you know, part of the problem is I understand that. Let me go back. We shouldn't be telling people to eat less protein, animal protein. If you feel bad for animals, that's your thing. You gotta live with that, okay? But we shouldn't be telling people to eat less animal protein. We should be educating them about the quality of animal protein. Stay away from beef raised in CAFOs. Stay away, you know, the discussion has to be more specific. It has to tease down to the real issues here. We shouldn't be telling people to eat less protein. We should be telling them not to eat, you know, bologna and hot dogs and processed meats. We shouldn't be telling people to eat less protein. We should explain to them that the way, you know, chickens are raised makes a difference in the quality of the eggs. See, the problem is that the majority of people who write or create this type of advisory doctrine, they believe that most people are too stupid to really do the hard work and understand this sort of stuff. They feel that it's too hard to really educate people. So they want to try to distill the message down. And the easiest thing is to just tell people not to eat more protein. And I'm telling you, this is just as bad a deal as telling people not to eat fat. It's coming back. It's going to come back to haunt people.
Sugar.
Or your sugar is evil. You know, yeah, a can of soda, wasteful use of your calories. Absolutely. An apple has sugar in it. Not a wasteful use of your calories. But again, it comes down to having to educate people, and everybody wants to write something that is going to be popular and well received by the masses, and most people don't want to do much more than read a headline. And this is very sad, because I'm going to be gone, Alex will still be alive, and we're going to be having this discussion 30 years now, 50 years from now. It turns out that more protein is actually better for you. We got it right. Just like back in the 70s when I was a kid, they were telling people, oh, fat's bad. It's going to give you heart attacks, cholesterol, all this other stuff. And now we're going, oh, none of that stuff is true. You know, there was a study just published recently that shows that
Statin drugs don't prevent heart attacks. Another one. I mean, we've got like 24 of these studies now, right? They don't prevent first heart attacks. They don't prevent second heart attacks. And the side effects are diabetes, dementia, and all these other muscle wasting and so on and so forth. So the problem we're having right now is protein and sugar, but we're talking about protein, have become the new evil macronutrients. And the sad part is a lot of people are going to suffer because of this misinformation. We shouldn't tell people not to eat protein. We should tell people that they have to eat high quality protein, and here's how you do that. That should be the message.
Yeah, I totally agree. And especially like with Adele's recent post on protein oxidation, it comes down to also how you cook it.
Eat it raw. That solves a lot of problems. Eat it raw. This is good stuff. So what we're going to do now is we're going to end the show. And then we'll get the show posted, and then you can publish your blog, and then we'll reach out to Howard, and we'll have him come back on.
Yeah, you know? I would love for you to talk with him, or if I could even
Can talk with him. I'll email the two of you and connect you, and then we'll do another show, and maybe you can influence the next book, the next version of Proteinholic. You know,
maybe
the message could be, be a protein connoisseur instead of Proteinholic. Be a protein connoisseur. Understand the quality and value of protein. Make sure you're eating the right types of proteins and not eating a lot of the wrong ones.
That's great.
That would be a better message.
That'd be awesome.
All right, listen, thank you so much, Alex. Hard work.
Of course.
You did it. Thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. Thanks for Rob Regish. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Nutrition is proud to present